Welcome and blessed Sabbath to all the precious families that are in the room and those that are listening on the phone and will be listening on the recording on a later date. Blessed Sabbath to each and every one of you on this blessed Sabbath, October 24, 2015. This is lesson 115, chapter 31, entitled The Sermon on the Mount, part 4. The opening song to our study today is entitled Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior, and it could be found in the hymn book, it's number 569. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at the throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in the contrition, help my unbelief. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, will I see thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Though the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me, whom have I on earth besides thee, whom in heaven but thee? Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Amen.
Could we all kneel and bow our head for opening prayer? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy most precious name. Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning and guiding us and keeping us throughout the week. Lord, I ask you for your forgiveness. For sometimes, Lord, that we are appreciate the things in life that you do for us, even big or small. And we want life to be as different as we look for it. But Lord, I ask you for your forgiveness in these things. I ask you to humble me in all things. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from Matthew chapter 5, verse 10, from the King James Version, and it reads, Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 4 in our lesson entitled The Sermon on the Mount of our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble out.
Matthew 5, verse 11. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake.
Matthew 5, 12. Rejoice and be exceeded glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For persecuted for the day, the prophets, the which were before you.
Matthew 5:13. Ye are the salt of the earth, and if your salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under.
Matthew 5:14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hills cannot be hid. Matthew 5:15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under the bushel, but on the candlestick, and it is given light unto all that are in the house. Matthew 6:19. Lay not up for thyself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal.
1 Peter 1:6. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. 1 Peter 1:7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory, at this. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Today we will cover pages 305 through 306. Welcome to all of dear family that are joining us at this moment. We are in Desire of Ages, page 305. If any one of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, blah, blah, blah.
Desire of Ages, pages 305. This teaching, the multitudes were amazed at this teaching, which was so at variance with the precepts and example of the Pharisees. The people have come to think that happiness consists in the possession of the things of this world, and that fame and the honor of men were much to be coveted. It was very pleased to be called rabbi and to be extolled as wise and religious, having their virtues paraded before the public. This was regarded as the crown of happiness. Continuing, next slide. But in the presence of that vast throng, Jesus declared that earthly gain and honor were all the reward such persons would ever receive. He spoke with certainty and a convincing power attended his words. The people were silenced, and a feeling of fear crept over them. They looked at one another doubtfully. Who of them would be saved if this man's teachings were true? Many were convicted that this remarkable teacher was actuated by the Spirit of God, and that the sentiments he uttered were divine. Desire Ages, page 305, paragraph 4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Great job, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. What was the response of Jesus regarding the people's thoughts of what happiness consists of on the earth? And what led the people's silence and the feeling of fear that crept over them as they looked at one another doubtfully? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is Jesus declared that earthly gain and honor were all rewarded such a person would ever receive, and they were convicted that this remarkable teacher was
actuated
by Spirit of God, and that the sentiments he uttered were divine.
Amen, dear ones. Let's learn our first scripture song together from the book of Matthew. And our dear family, Christina and the children, are they in the room? Because they were the one that was going to share this scripture song?
Yeah, that is.
Okay. Sister Christina, bubble up.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Lay it for yourselves, treasures in heaven. Not the rest, do with courage. Thieves do not break through nor steal.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 20.
But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Not the rest, do with courage. Thieves do not break through nor steal.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 20.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us continue in our study. We are in Desire of Ages, page 305. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, Babola.
Desire of Ages, page 305. After explaining that constitutes true happiness and how it may be obtained, Jesus more definitely pointed out the duties of his disciples as teachers chosen of God to lead others in the path of righteousness and eternal life. He knew that they would often suffer from disappointment and discouragement. Continue on the next slide. That they would meet with decided opportunities. Decided opposition, that they would be insulted and their testimony rejected. He knew that in the fulfillment of their mission, the humble men who listened so attentively to his words were to bear calumny, torture, imprisonment, and death. And he continued, Desires, page 305, paragraph 2.
Sabbath lesson, everyone. Desire Ages 305. Blessed are they that which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted they that the prophet which were before you. Desire Ages 305, paragraph 3. Amen.
Yay!
Amen. Christian boys and girls, from what did Jesus know his disciple will often suffer from, as well as knowing they will meet with decided opposition in their mission? And what words of comfort did the Lord leave for his people who are persecuted for righteousness' sake? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babala.
They would often suffer from disappointment and discouragement. They would be insulted and their testimony rejected, as well as his word, there to bear
calmly
torture, imprisonment and death, and rejoice and be
exceeding
glad. For great is your reward in heaven, for so
persecuted
they.
Desire of Ages, page 306. The world loves sin and hates righteousness, and this was the cause of its hostility to Jesus. All who refuse his infinite love will find Christianity a disturbing element. The light of Christ sweeps away the darkness that covers their sin, and the need of reform is made manifest. While those who yield to the influence of the Holy Spirit begin war with themselves, those who cling to sin war against the truth and its representatives.
Amen. Great job, little ones. You could ask your mommy to be able to help you to understand those big words a little bit later after the Sabbath, okay? Question, boys and girls, what does the light of Christ do? And what will the Holy Spirit begin to do for those who yield themselves to his influence? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
Sweeps away the darkness that covers their sins, and the need of reform is made manifest and to the influence that you can read. Of the Holy Spirit begin war with them. Those who cling the sin war against the truth and the
its representative.
Anyway. Desire Rages, page 306. Thus strife is created, and Christ's followers are accused as troublers of the people. But it is fellowship with God that brings them the world's enmity. They are bearing in the approach of Christ. They are treading the path that has been trodden by the nobles of the earth, not with sorrow, but with rejoicing, and should meet persecution. Each fiery trial is God's agent for their refining. He is paying them for their work as co-laborers with God, meaning with Him. Continue next slide. Each conflict has its place in the great battle for righteousness, and each will add to the joy of their final triumph. Having this in view, the test of their faith and patience will be cheerfully accepted rather than dreaded and avoided. Anxious to fulfill their obligation to the world, fixing their desire upon the approval of God, his servants are to fulfill every duty, irrespective of the fear or the favor of men. Desire Rages, page 306, paragraph 2.
Amen. And I'm going to read the side pictures. Only God can turn a mess into a message, a test into a testimony, a trial into triumph, a victim into victory. Just remember that all the scriptures that are given is for us to be able to find all the doctrines that the Lord have to help us in these battles. Whenever we feel fear or doubt, we need to go into the book of love that the Lord has left for us so we can be able to have the comfort and also the counsel of how to be able to face these trials. So faith versus fear, dear ones. And let us continue. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And continuing, if any one of the dear family would like to answer this question that we have for the children and for the grown-ups. Question, boys and girls, what is each fairy trial to God, and how are the servants of the Lord to fulfill every duty? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
Fiery trail is God's
agent
for their refining. Refining each is fitting them for their work as co-laborers with him. Each conflict has its place in a great battle for righteousness, and each will add to the joy of their final
triumph
and endurance. envious.
Irrespective
of the fear to the favor of men. Their faith and patience will be cheerful, accepted rather than dreaded, mm-hmm. and avoided.
Good.
Great job. Let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of 1 Corinthians and can be found in chapter 10, verse 13, from the King James Version. Let us continue, and welcome to all the dear family that are joining us at this very moment.
Isaiah 6:306, "Ye are the salt of the earth," Jesus said. "Do not withdraw yourself from the world in order to escape persecution. You are abide among men that the Savior of the divine love may be as salt to preserve the world from corruption." Isaiah 6:306, paragraph 3. And on the side it says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And on the other side it says, "Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherein shall it be salted? If it is therefore good for nothing but to cast out and to be trodden under the foot of man." Matthew 5:13.
Desire of Ages 302. Hearts that respond to the influence of the Holy Spirit are the channels through which God's blessings flow. When those who serve God remove from the earth in His spirit.
What?
I can't do the next slide. I don't know how to do it.
Can't you just slide?
Mm-hmm.
Slide it.
That you can't.
Press that. Press slide.
Oh, you didn't hear me? You can change it.
Change what?
Okay. Let me come closer. Sorry. Desire of Ages, page 306. "Though the wicked know it not, they owe even the blessings of this life to the presence in the world of God's people whom they despise and oppress. But if Christians are such in name only, they are like the salt that has lost its savor. They have no influence for good in the world. Through their misrepresentation of God, they are worse than unbelievers." Salt and light, just as salt reflects light, God's people should reflect the light of Christ in the world. Dear Christians, please don't leave us behind. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its flavor, with which shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing. Matthew 5:13.
Question, boys and girls, what will the hearts that respond to the influence of the Holy Spirit be? And where would the earth be where those who serve God remove from the earth and His Spirit withdraw from among men? If you know the question, the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The channels.
Through.
Which.
Which.
God's.
Blessings.
Love.
And
this world.
In this world.
Would be. Left.
Left.
To this desolation.
Desolation.
And destruction.
And destruction.
The fruit.
Of Satan.
And Satan. Dominion.
Dominion. Of Satan.
Savages, page 306. Ye are the light of the world. The Jews threw to confine the benefit of salvation to their own nation. But Christ showed them that salvation is like the sunshine. It belongs to the whole world. Amen. The religion of the Bible is not to be confined between the cover of a book, nor within the walls of a church. It's not to be brought out occasionally for our own benefit, and then to be carefully laid aside again. It is to sanctify the daily life, to manifest itself in every business transaction and in all our social relations. Amen. Amen. Desire Ages 306, paragraph 5. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What did the Lord say that His servants are? And what should the religion of the Bible be and what should it not be? If you have the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
Ye are the light of the world, and it is not to be confined between the covers of a book, nor within the walls of a church. It is not to be brought out
occasionally
for our own benefit, and then to be carefully laid aside again.
Amen. Great job, dear ones. Let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is from the book of Matthew. And their family, Christina and the children, will be the ones sharing this song. Bubble up.
Let the light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Let the light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Matthew 5:16.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have come to the first section of our study, the ending of it, and we're going to move to the story time for all those dear little precious little one. If you can come closer to the mic, we will be sharing the story time, and this section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all His precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters of God, and our dear brother Graves will be the one to narrate it. For those that are listening on the phone and on the radio, just give a little moment for dear brother Dick to come back.
It's story time. And it shall be our righteousness or sinlessness, perfection. I'm going into this. I'm going to by here, Ontario.
I'm sorry, dear ones, our dear brother Dick is having internet connection problems. So let me go ahead and take his place here. This is chapter 2, It Shall Be Our Righteousness. From Deuteronomy 6, verse 25, it says, And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us. The happiness of man is found in obedience to the laws of God. In obedience to God's law, he is surrounded as with a hedge and kept from evil. A hedge is like a bush that surrounds the property and is very thick, so it's hard to get through. So if we keep God's commandments, then he will put a hedge around us and keep us from the evil. The tempter's voice will be heard on every side, telling you that you are not now required to keep the law of God. This is a device of Satan. And a device is like a tool that is used to accomplish a particular work. So the tempter, or Satan, is going to come and use the tool of deception to try and get you to believe that the law of God is no longer to be kept today. This is a device of Satan. God has a law, and men must keep it. If they disregard these rules, they will not have that perfection of character required to become members of the royal family. For God wrote these 10 holy rules on tables of stone and kept them in the ark of God's testimony. The cover of this ark was called the mercy seat. And the mercy seat was situated on top of the ark. So you had the Ten Commandments within the ark or the box. Then you had the mercy seat above that. So that's what the mercy seat was. To signify that although death was the penalty for transgressing the law, mercy came through Jesus Christ to pardon the repentant, believing sinner. And penalty means punishment. So because we broke God's law, then Jesus Christ became the mercy seat, or became the mercy that would enable us to have pardon and then be accepted of the Father. The only hope of any man lies through Jesus Christ, who brought the robe of his righteousness to put upon the sinner who would lay off his filthy garments. And of course, filthy means stained. And in this situation, it would be stained with sin. The pure and holy garments are not prepared to be put on by anyone after he has entered the gate of the city. All who enter will have on the robe of Christ's righteousness. There will be no covering up of sins and faults to hide the deformity of character. No robes will be half washed. Now, deformity means something that is not perfect. So if you look at a tree that is supposed to grow straight up to heaven, straight up into the air, but it's bent in the middle. That is a deformity. So sin caused a deformity in our characters. We're no longer pointing directly to the glory of God, but we're now bent off to the side and pointing somewhere else. So if we don't have on the robe of Christ's righteousness, then there is nothing to correct our deformity of character. And we cannot have Christ's robe of righteousness around us to cover our sins, but we must have our sins all confessed, forsaken, and washed away from us. Then we can have the robe of Christ's righteousness. So his robe will not cover sin. It will only cover those that have been cleansed from their sins. So no robes will be half washed, but all will be pure and spotless. And spotless means without any kind of stain. When we bring our lives to complete obedience to the law of God, regarding God as our supreme guide, the clinging to Christ as our hope of righteousness, God will work in our behalf. This is a righteousness by faith, and righteousness means right doing. The commandments of God, diligently studied and practiced, open to us communication with heaven. We're able to talk directly to God and distinguish for us the true from the false. To distinguish means to comprehend and understand, to see the difference. You distinguish something very clearly. And that's what communication between us and God will do for us. We'll be able to clearly distinguish the true from the false. This obedience works out for us the divine will, bringing into our lives the righteousness and perfection that was seen in the life of Christ. And perfection means without defect. So in this particular situation, it is obedience that is without defect. It is perfect obedience. And this can only take place through Jesus Christ that connects us directly to the Father of all grace. And this was Sons and Daughters of God, page 66. And again, the text, Deuteronomy 6:25, "And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us."
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you, Elder Rob. We have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. Next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 5 in our study entitled The Sermon on the Mount of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
Our Father, thank you for the Spirit to have us for today. Thank you for the Spirit to wake us up this morning. Thank you for the Spirit to have seen another book set. Forgive us all our sins and iniquities in our Christ experience. Protect us where we go and let us be able to be filled with courage and be able to be filled with wisdom also and also, will to be showing each other mercy and compassion. And please be with us as soon as this and as this studies may be done, let's be able to keep the lessons that we learned in our hearts and our minds, and watch over us wherever we go, and let's be each one of the things that we have not done yet, and let us be in also loyalty to all of our faiths and needs to be noble, happy, and being unselfish, reverent, and kind, and also discerning. And let's be able to always remain on the right path and be guarded from all the devil's temptations, and that we may be able to always see the wondrous things of your life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next Sabbath, dear ones, we will continue with part 5, and that will be held October 31st, 2015. We will be still reading from chapter 31, the Sermon on the Mount. We hope and pray that all of you were blessed, and hope that the parents, the little older brothers and sisters may be able to help the little ones with the large words that was used today. They are large but are very important to understand for such a time as this. We hope and pray that you will all continue this dialogue of the keeping of the commandments so the Lord can be able to put that edge around us, just like he did with the children of Israel while the ark was being carried. We hope and pray all of y'all were blessed and have a blessed Sabbath, everyone.